Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're with us for this Friday edition of the broadcast. The phone lines are open, and we'll welcome your calls right now at 844-322-2742. So, if you have Bible questions or personal issues, maybe circumstances you're dealing with, give us a call right now. If you'd like to extend a Christmas greeting to everybody, we'd love to hear from you to do that as well. The number is 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, friends, because it's Basic Gospel. And happy Friday to you, Mr. Bob Christopher.
Well, happy Friday to you as well, Mr. Davis. It's going to be a great broadcast. Yeah. We're going to have some fun today talking about the Lord Jesus. It's a milestone day for you as you come to the end of a long, long career in live radio.
Indeed,
so next week you're going to be on vacation, and yeah. We're going to miss you, and I know your voice has been the voice that has warmed many people's hearts for many, many years.
Well, what a privilege and honor. It's just been incomparable to me for these past 40 years. You know, I started in radio professionally in 1962, so I've done a lot of radio
over
these years.
But the last 40, you used to spin those discs.
I did.
Top 40, and
yeah, the little round holes in the middle and all that, you know. But the last 40 years have been the biggest blessing to me. Being a part of this ministry, serving with you and this staff, it's just been incomparable, and I have been honored by the Lord to be able to do this. So it is just what it is, and
yes,
that is a terrific honor.
Yeah, I think about what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it's really a beautiful piece of scripture in that section of that second letter to the Corinthians. And he talks about that we have this ministry by the mercy of God.
Exactly.
And we certainly recognize that, and I know you recognize that, and just the wonderful privilege it is to be a voice in people's lives,
yeah,
to communicate the good news, to see how God takes that message and connects it to human hearts and really brings life to those who are dead in sin and freedom to those who are in bondage. And
yeah,
all the things that God does.
Absolutely.
Through us.
Through
it's
us.
A beautiful thing.
And it's an amazing thing.
Yes, yes,
it truly
indeed
is.
Yes.
Bob, if I could just for a moment, I know to those who view my Inside the Studio post each weekend, it'll be coming out tomorrow morning, but this edition coming up to your email inbox tomorrow morning is going to be the finale, the final edition of my opportunity to give you my thoughts on ending my public ministry and after many years of co-hosting this radio broadcast with my friend Bob Christopher. So I hope you'll take a couple of minutes, three if you're a slow reader, and let me share my closing thoughts. So if you don't get the email link, you can probably view it on the Basic Gospel Facebook page. Either way, I hope you'll take a look, and let me say goodbye on that platform, Inside the Studio, final edition. That's tomorrow morning.
Yes, indeed. And you're such a good writer. Not only do you have a great voice, that golden throat, you're a really good writer, and
I
encourage our listeners to read that message tomorrow, Inside the Studio. I know it'll be a great blessing to your heart.
I think you'll like it, too.
I know I will. I know I will. I like everything that you put out, so I know I will like this one as well. So, Bob, as we kind of dive into the Word of God today, a favorite passage of ours, a signature passage as far as Basic Gospel is concerned, but one of those life-changing passages. It really shows us the new way of life that we have in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It comes from the book of Galatians. It includes Galatians 2:20, but I want us to read the context of Galatians 2:20 and see exactly what Paul is talking about there. So I'm going to start in verse 13. It says, "We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners." So here you see the thought, the mindset of the people of Israel back then toward the rest of the world,
yeah,
toward the Gentile world. They just labeled them as Gentile sinners. And he says, "Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ." So Paul has come to learn that his salvation comes to him the same way salvation comes to a Gentile sinner,
yeah,
by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It cannot be earned through obedience to the law. "So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. And talk about a theme that Paul hits time and time and time and time again. It's this one. No one will be justified through obedience to the law. And why was that so important to him? Because that's what he believed until he met Jesus on that road to Damascus. He thought he could be obedient to the law and earn justification.
Yeah.
He thought he could work his way into righteousness. Well, he discovered that that's not true, and he wants to make sure that all of his fellow Jews know that to be true as well. And Gentiles who may think that they could maybe not abide by the law of Moses, but some other set of religious rules and regulations that they've come up with to earn their way into righteousness. It isn't going to work. No one will be justified by the works of the law. So, but if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. I mean, the people of Israel, they were sinners. They didn't know it. And then through their attempts to live up to the law, they discovered that that's exactly what they were. So they were in the same camp that the Gentile sinners were. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we can be justified freely by his grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So that is for both Jew and Gentile. So he says this, for if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. So what did they tear down? They tore down the law. They recognized the law had done its purpose. If they're going to be saved, it's not going to be through obedience to the law. It is going to be by grace through faith. But if they try to rebuild it, what is the law going to say to them? Exactly what it said to them before. The language of the law never changes. It is a language of condemnation, of judgment, of death.
Yeah.
That's what the law speaks. That's the language. Why? Because we can't live up to it. So if they try to rebuild it, if we try to rebuild it, it's going to speak to us exactly the same thing that it spoke to us before. It is going to show us and give us the knowledge of sin. So Paul says this, he pivots and says, for through the law, I died to the law.
Right.
So Paul was trying through human effort to be obedient to the law, and that law showed himself something, that he was dead in trespasses and sins. And he recognized that there was no way out of that condition through human effort. So he died to those attempts so that he could live to Christ. And that's exactly what happened in Paul's life. He died to the law so that he could live to God. You can't live to God trying to be obedient to the law. You're going to be self-absorbed. You're going to continue to measure yourself against that standard and always trying to judge yourself to see if you've done well enough or if you need to try harder, if you need to improve. And I guarantee you, you're always going to be on that back end of it. You're always seeing that you need to try harder, that you need to improve, that you need to make better efforts. And eventually you'll come to the point and say, I'm just a failure. I can't do this. So Paul recognized the purpose of the law. He saw his condition. He died to the law so that he could live to God. Now, here's the context of Galatians 2:20. Dying to the law so that we can live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. So the law judged us guilty of sin, and it sentenced us to death. That's what the law did. That's the language of the law. Christ stood in our place and died for us, for our sins. When we trust him by faith, we're connected with him in that death. We have been crucified, co-crucified with Christ. The language of the law, the sentence of the law has been fully carried out in us through our identification with Christ. So we've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live. It's no longer you who live, Christian. It is Christ who lives in me. It's Christ who lives in you. And the life that I now live in the flesh, in this body, the life that you now live in the flesh, you live by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. Yeah. That's what the Christian life is all about. It is not about trying to be obedient to the law, to live up to those righteous standards. No one will be declared righteous that way. We were declared righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. We were made righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. Christ has come to live inside of us. He is alive in us. We simply trust him. That is the Christian life. There's nothing more to it than that. And as we trust Jesus Christ, we're going to see that trust manifested in all sorts of just cool and amazing ways in loving other people. Yeah. and carrying out the works that God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in. So God has distilled it down to a very simple reality for us. We don't try to live up to the law. We've died to that. We've died to those dead works so that we can live to God. How do we live to God? By faith in Jesus Christ. That's how it's done. And then he says this, I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. So he says, I do not nullify the grace of God. Those who are trying to earn their way into a righteous standing with God are nullifying the grace of God. They're saying it is not necessary for me. Well, that is nothing but pride and sin speaking. You need the grace of God.
Yeah.
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And when we come to the point and realize that we can't do it through human effort, that we can't do it through obedience to the law, the works of the law, as Paul said here, then we die to that. We put that behind us. We come alive with Christ. We live by faith in him, allow him to live his life through us, and in so doing, we embrace the fullness of God's grace that has been poured out on us in Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. What a story, Bob. Thank you for that. Thank you for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We'd love for you to come in and be a part of it. The number, as always, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And friends, your gifts, as always, to Basic Gospel have made a difference and continue to make a difference in the lives of people as this message of God's grace reaches listeners here in North America and literally around the world through the Internet. And during this Christmas season, as we move toward the new year, we ask you, our friends, to step up and help take advantage of this phenomenal $90,000 matching gift grant. Now, you might ask, why are we asking you to match $90,000 when the name Basic Gospel is going to be going away at the end of this year? A very simple reason. It's not about Basic Gospel. It's not about Bob Christopher or Bob Davis or the staff. It's Andrew will be the face of the ministry going forward, but it's not even about Andrew. It's about the message, the death, burial, and resurrection of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the message going forward. That's what we have the opportunity to do. Leave a legacy of Basic Gospel listeners and supporters, and you can do that by helping us match this $90,000 gift grant offer, and we can just make it count for the message. So we encourage you to go to basicgospel.net and make that contribution today.
Yes, indeed. I just echo everything you said, and we've had lots of great response so far, and I'm excited to report that, and
yes.
I know we still have time before the end of the year, and I think we're going to see this thing match. So if you would like to participate, go ahead and jump on board with us right now. You can do so at basicgospel.net. Let's match this, and
yeah,
let's really be the catalyst to see this message go forth like never before in 2022.
Absolutely.
Well, Bob, let's go to our phone lines, and we're going to go to Fred listening to us right here in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Basic Gospel Radio.
Hey, Fred.
Hi, Bob. The Bobs, thank you very much. listen to you guys all the time. I sure do appreciate you guys.
Thank you
very much. More than I can say. So basically, I just want to tell you about kind of what's going on, and then I have a question.
Okay.
So, all right. So I mean, I'm constantly feeling accused. I always feel like the enemy is telling me that I'm no good, and when I combat that with scripture, you know, then you know, as Jesus did, then I feel like the enemy's always kind of tries to take me back to Job and says, well, you only love God because he's blessed you. So, you know, wait until he takes it all away again, like he did when you were a kid. That, you know, and then I sabotage like my finances or different things in my life, maybe, you know, to prove that I have like 100% faith and trust in Jesus, like to prove that to myself, I guess. And then I repeat it all again, you know, and I'm just wondering if you could point me to some scriptures that can help me, you know, kind of speak to this. And because it's like, unless I'm experiencing pain in some way, I feel like I'm not truly walking with Jesus, and I just don't know how to relax and enjoy a gift of blessing and love. And so, like, my question is, you know, will the accusations ever stop? You know, like, will the devil ever flee from me like he did with Jesus? You know, because I am a God-fearing husband and father, and I just get tired of hearing, you know, well, if you really love the Lord, then you would fill in the blank, you know.
Well, Fred, that's just legalism. I mean, if you really love the Lord, then that's language, old covenant language. If you go back to Exodus and you see what Moses said to the people, he said, if you obey all of these statutes and commands, then God will be your God and you will be his people. So it was if-then language. So that's more of a contract. You have your part that you're supposed to do, and then God has his part. Well, if you fail to do your part, then God isn't going to do his part. Well, we're not in the old covenant, Fred. We're in the new covenant. And the new covenant is more like a will. So, Fred, you probably have a will that you've drawn up, and when you die, the beneficiaries are just going to receive what you've provided for them. They didn't have to do anything for it. They didn't have to, you know, live up to some standard or that sort of thing. They're just going to get what the will says. Well, that's the same for you and me in Christ Jesus. We're just getting what our will says, or what God's will says. And God's will says that you have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, that you've been adopted into sonship, that you're holy and blameless in the sight of God, that you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, that you have an eternal inheritance, that you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit as the guarantee, that you have the very life of Christ living inside of you. So these are all of the things that you have now, and you didn't do anything to earn it. So all you can say to that is thank you. And faith constantly says thank you. So you need to realize you're not in a contract a relationship with God, a transactional relationship with God. You're in a covenant relationship with God, the new covenant relationship. So he's written his life on your heart. He's declared you to be a part of his family. You belong. You know him. You have this personal relationship with him. You know that he is love. You've experienced that love. You've experienced that forgiveness. You've been made righteous, holy, and blameless. So you know the Lord. And then he says he's forgiven all of your sins, and he remembers them no more. These are the blessings of the new covenant that you currently have right now. So I would encourage you to take a look at Ephesians chapter 1 and just work through verses 3 all the way down through verse 14, and that will list out all the blessings that you have. And then I want to challenge you to go to Romans chapter 8 and the last part of Romans chapter 8. And it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And Fred, that's the key right there, is for you to come to this point and be convinced that God is for you. He's not against you. He is for you. And he says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? So God is in this disposition to give us all things. We just need to put ourselves in this posture of receiving. That's what God has called us to do, to simply receive the blessings that we have in Christ. And then he goes on to say, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? If it is God who justifies, who is it to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. So, Fred, indeed you have an enemy that's going to constantly accuse you, but you don't have to listen. That's the good news. You don't have to pay attention. Why? Because you have a better voice from God himself through his Spirit living inside of you, a better voice that can be heard loud and clear in this Word of God that we read, a voice that says that in Christ there is no condemnation for you. So that's the real key. If you are in Christ, Fred, there's no condemnation for you. So anytime you hear that voice of condemnation, you can just quote Romans 8:1 and say, you know, take that to somebody else. Your case does not hold water. You can bring up all sorts of things, but God has already dealt with my sins once and for all at the cross. He judged them guilty, and Jesus stood in my place, and he took my death for me. I have been co-crucified with Christ, but now I've been raised to walk in the newness of life. So I'm on the other side of death with Jesus, and we're going to do just fine. So you let Satan know the truth, and I think that truth will run him away. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to come back and try to accuse you again, but the more you let this truth that there's no condemnation in Christ sink down into your very inner being, then, you know, these accusations are just gonna roll off your back like water off a duck. Does that make sense? Fred, are you there? Well, it looks like we...
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, it makes total sense. And I muted it because it was kind of loud over here. But,
oh, okay. Okay.
I thank you for the scriptures. I wrote them down. And, you know, I love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Fred. You really take a deep look at those scriptures. I guarantee you they will ground you and keep you anchored. And those accusations will just kind of go in one side and out the other, and the truth will hold you firm and tight. Okay, my friend?
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Father.
Merry Christmas, Fred.
Yeah, Merry Christmas,
Merry
Fred.
Merry Christmas.
God bless.
Well, friends, we are, of course, as we said, excited about this $90,000 matching gift grant that doubles the impact of every dollar you give to support Basic Gospel and the message of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only message, of course, that can change lives eternally. Your support today ensures that this message, one with the powers, I said, to change lives eternally, remains available to reach more and more receptive ears. So please make your gift today at basicgospel.net. A reminder, too, that if you don't have a regular church service, join Bob Christopher online for Sunday Morning Live at 9:30 Central Time every Sunday morning. You can link to either Facebook or YouTube at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net, and join Bob for Sunday Mornings Live. That's Sunday Mornings, 9:30 Central, every Sunday morning. I know he would love for you to join him. Well, now for Bob Christopher and everyone here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis saying thanks for being with us today for my final live broadcast, and wishing you and your family a blessed Christmas season weekend, and inviting you back for another edition of Basic Gospel on Monday. Farewell, my friends.